and Philip Sampa PX. These are in queue. Today's date is 07/21/2025. Dictation is for Luis Perez. Perez spells P-E-R-E-Z. Luis spells L-U-I-S. Date of birth is 03/03/1979. 46-year-old gentleman here with... quote, I have pain under my ribs on the left side, period. Next paragraph. Patient denies trauma, described pain as dull, rated pain 4/10. So pain is present there for approximately 30 days, denies direct trauma. Said pain is worse with deep breaths. He reports occasional and intermittent coughing, period. Said the cough is dry. Denies night sweats, denies weight loss. Denies travel history, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient denies chills, myalgia, denies increased temperature. He denies direct trauma, period. Said he has no problem with, no difficulties with breathing, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, he's alert-oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% at room air. Blood pressure is 126/90, pulse 70, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Please go back to review of system. Patient reports a painful rash on his foreskin and a rash that's diffusely distributed in his groin area, period. So those both rash, the rash is groin itches, period. Next paragraph. Alert oriented times 3, cranial nerve sweeping is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. HEMT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Patient has increased cough with deep inspiration. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, or no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regulate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No organomegaly, no visible peristalsis, no guarding, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, no papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities. No discomfort with range of motion. He bears weight well with no anthalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. GU exam, penis. Patient is uncircumcised and his foreskin has fissures with localized erythema. Is done as a palpation. No edema. And next line, glans penis has erythema. No vesicles, no bullae, no ulceration, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute balanitis. Number two is tenicurus. Number three is cough. Number four is bronchitis, period. Next paragraph. The following tests were done clinic today. Following tests, chest x-ray, AP and lateral. X-ray was normal, no infiltrate, no effusion. Cardiac silhouette is mildly enlarged. The mediastinum is not widened, period. Next paragraph. Ultrasound was done with patients. Retroperitoneum to assess his kidneys because of pain in the region of flank and under his ribs. Ultrasound of the retroperitoneum is normal. No acute abnormality demonstrated, period. Next paragraph. Patient was given the following injections in the clinic. Rocephin, 1 gram IM. He was observed for an additional 15 minutes, then reevaluated. He reports no side effects from the medication. He was sent home with the following: Zitromax, 250 milligrams, 2 PO now, 1 PO daily until gone. Number 6, next medication, ketoconazole cream. He was advised to apply cream in his groin region twice a day for 14 days. He's to come back in 7 days for reevaluation. He says he will. End of the patient.